there's a lot of talk about peak oil, a lot of fear mongering. It's everywhere. Dieoff.com or whatever it is. Michael Rupert with his apocalyptic scenarios. Richard Heinberg. You know, the usual crowd. And the things that they talk about are just ridiculous. They talk about a collapse of civilization. They talk about having to relocalize, and we're going to have to provide locally for our own energy, even having to go back into the fields to grow our own food, using much more labor than we do at present, because they say, oh well, the farm machinery won't have oil, and there won't be fertilizers because they use oil and all the rest of it. And it's ridiculous nonsense. Now, there is going to be peak oil. That's true. Of course oil is going to peak at some point. But these people always forget the scope at which we can, that is possible for us to reduce our consumption. We could cut our consumption in half. Without even feeling it, just by driving more fuel efficient vehicles. And when they talk about the collapse of, you know, food production and all the rest of it, these people never seem to realize that things like, even in the crisis, those things would be prioritized. Okay, they would be given priority. But even if there was no oil, we'd run the vehicles on the farm machinery and all the rest of it. We'd liquefy coal to do it. There would always be some method of producing food without all having to go back to the medieval era, doing it, you know, by hand in the fields. It's not going to happen. It's ridiculous. And these people always, they seem to have an infinite capacity, these fearmongers. They have this infinite capacity for underestimating the intelligence of governments. As though governments don't know about depleting energy reserves. Of course they know about these things. And they've put plans in place for dealing with all sorts of contingencies on a global level and on a national level. They will have plans to maintain order, etc., etc.